producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Aha, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I have a bit of a confession to make to you. I've seen this developing out there in the gun blogosphere, and now I must confess to you. When the show started out and I was dead broke, anybody that would sponsor the show, I would take. And I have a policy now to where I try not to let anybody overlap, to where I don't have five of the same thing advertising with me. Unless, of course, it's guns, because there is a gun for every person. Guns are generic as far as certain things like that go. But Frog Lube has been with me for a very, very long time, and I use Frog Lube, and I have been loyal to Frog Lube, except for 6 months in the history of the show. For 6 months, I know a guy named T.K. Martindale, and T.K. Martindale has built guns for me before. And he is now a weapons designer at Adam Arms. And when he was here, and I used to see him on a regular basis, he suggested to me this smoking hot new company called Fire Clean, which was a gun lubricant company. And like I said, I was broke. I would take anybody that would sponsor the show that would do it. They decided they would do it. Recently it has come to light that some people, and I don't even know how this began. I don't know if they found the patent application or what it is. But there's this idea been floating around, or this being having been floated around on the internet, that Fire Clean is basically Crisco canola oil. All started with a poor man's spectral analysis. But that took off after July of this year. And it was being talked about quite extensively at AR15.com. And a member there, 12 Gauge, posted a video to YouTube of a burn-off test between Fire Clean and canola oil. In that test, they looked identical. That's not, of course, a conclusive result, but it began to raise suspicions. Then if you look at the Fire Clean patents, Ed Suggs, who was listed on a patent available to the public listing, alternative uses for vegetable oils, such as canola oil, including as firearm lubricants. Now, for a lot of people, this convinced everybody that this Fire Clean was canola oil. And then Andrew Toohey, who has the Bar Whoopin blog, who he does some videos with some videos people I know that I know better, that he's attacked on video, I know better about their product. And I always sort of take everything he says with a grain of salt. But I think more times than not, I think he's doing the very level best he can do, which is all we can ask of any of us for ourselves. So I still watch his videos, despite the fact I disagree with some of them. And he did an infrared spectroscope on this. And when you look at the infrared spectroscope of the Crisco Pure Canola, the Crisco Pure Vegetable, and the Fire Clean, all three of them are identical if you overlaid them on each other. Now, remember this. There's no control in this. There's no controlling factor in this. And they look more similar in this regard than other oils would to each other. So to the best of, you know, just looking at these spectroscopes, looking at this picture on the spectroscopes, I would have to say Fire Clean is canola oil. Now, Fire Clean came out of the chute very aggressive, and they came out hard. They came out advertising with everybody. Case in point, they advertised with me. And they were promoted as a revolutionary lubricant that cleans and removes fouling unlike any other offerings. People that I respect a great deal fell for the Fire Clean line. Now, all the while, when they sponsored me, I have such a supply of Frog Lube that I never deviated from Frog Lube. And the thing about it, when they sent me my sample, I found out that this was not a sample. This was actually the retail bottle. And I'm looking at the retail bottle, which looks like, you know, eye drops. And that was 20 some odd dollars. And I was just thinking, wow, this is, you know, it was 2 ounces. It was actually $30. It was $30 for the 2 ounces. That was retail on it. But that means they were selling it for $15 an ounce. Now, how much can you go get a big bottle of canola oil for? And this is when this horrible realization comes to me, where I'm looking at all of this. It actually came to me yesterday. I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I mean, it just swept into me yesterday. It's proved to be nothing more than this was the change of the dynamic when it comes to gun lubricants. That's how they were marketing it. And it turns out to be nothing more than canola oil with a 10,000% markup. And a lot of gun people fell for this. Now, there's some people out there going, see, I told you. Because there's as many gun lubes out there, you know, CLP, hops. Some people like to use some people use motor oil. Some people use WD-40. I use Frog Lube. I use both the Frog Lube solvent and the Frog Lube lubricant. But now I want to look at the background of the Suggs. I want to see where they came from. I want to see where this revolutionary idea came out. Now, if you are a Fire Clean user, you can very easily test this for yourself. Go buy some canola oil, lube up one gun with Fire Clean, go shoot it, then take it, clean it with some sort of solvent, and lube it up with canola oil, and then take it and shoot it with the same ammo, mind you, and let me know how that turns out. Let me know how that works for you. Don't worry about if you were duped about this. And hey, if you're running it and it's working for you, don't worry about it at all. However, I have a big issue with deception. And I really have a big issue with falling for it. So I apologize. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand,
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As an aside, before we move on, I was talking with Bob Owens at BearingArms.com yesterday about FireClean, and he pointed me to this video where some YouTubers that review guns cooked eggs in FireClean and enjoyed them. So, I don't know how exactly that would work, but that's all beside the point. Just, you know, as an FYI, I will endeavor to do a little more research from here on out. But anyway, White House spokesman Josh Earnest, he got out there the other day, Friday, and proclaimed that Congress should not interfere with the D.C. restrictions on gun ownership. And he was referring to a bill introduced by Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Jim Jordan that would roll back the city's current firearms restrictions, which, by the way, Dick Heller just struck again, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, where they found four of those to be unconstitutional. Earnest told reporters that gun laws that are made by the District of Columbia should be made by the district government. Home rule is important. I'm glad you said that, Josh. I'll agree with you. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Josh Earnest. Let's go with that from here on out. So don't, when certain states want to have voter IDs, that means you don't show up. When certain states want to say, no, there will be no gay marriage, you don't show up. When certain states say, we don't want the refugees, we don't want the illegal immigrants, you don't show up. Because home rule is so important. What's really important here, Josh, is the Constitution that grants exclusive jurisdiction of D.C., to Congress in all cases whatsoever. The 1973 Home Rule Act established a local government for District of Columbia, but Congress still retains authority over that government and can revoke it at any time. Now, Congress, you know, I talk a great deal about what Congress could do, and for some reason they don't ever feel their power. Boehner and McConnell just don't ever flex. How do you get out there and try to be liked by everybody and get universally hated by your side? If they're like the head coach and you've got a bunch of players on your team that are about to, you know, drag you behind a truck, maybe you should look at what you're doing. I don't know. I just can't consider when I heard that, it's not so much about the gun law that Rubio and Jordan are attacking. It's about their bizarre argument, considering that this White House has no problem summoning up federal control and involvement in situations where Congress has far less authority to intervene at the state and local level. Like voting rights, like the Ferguson shooting, and the Florida case, and, you know, with Trayvon Martin. All those instances became big federal issues because the White House decided to make them big issues. Now, they could respond, I guess, if they were truly intellectually honest, that civil rights issues are federal issues. And my position would be that the Second Amendment to the Constitution is most certainly a federal issue. It becomes an issue of federal overreach for this administration because they want restrictions on firearms. But the Supreme Court didn't agree that D.C. can make whatever laws it wants in violation of the Constitution. That's part of what the Heller Act, the Heller decision was about. 2008, they struck down restrictions for gun ownership in Washington, D.C. He made a statement on, Marco Rubio made a statement on Thursday saying for years the District of Columbia has infringed on the residents' Second Amendment rights and rendered them vulnerable to criminals who could care less what the gun laws are. I just find it interesting that they felt like they could pipe up and go, you know, and do you think the low info voters are picking it up now? Do you think they see the two sided the two faces they speak out of? Do they get that? I mean, the first thing I noticed when they said, well, of course, home rule is important, I was going, really? Really, White House? Well, thank you for that. Because I can point out about 20, 30, 40, 50 times that it wasn't nearly as important as you thought it was just now. Actually, it's very important. It's important in every state except for the District of Columbia, which is not a state. The District of Columbia exists as a seat of government. It has a mayor, but, I mean, big deal. They have a mayor and a city council and all this other stuff, and they think they're all kinds of special because they have all these VIPs, or what they call a VIP. And, you know, here's the fact of the matter. Every one of these people up there today, okay, every one of these special people could fall into a sinkhole and we're barely going to notice. Unless you're married to them, unless you are the father of them, unless they are your neighbor or something, unless you know them personally, if they suddenly vanished and stopped doing what they do, we're not going to notice it. They are expendable. I know some of you are saying, but Bill, some of them are heroic. No, they're not. They're not heroic at all. They are not heroic at all. Don't confuse ambition with courage. Sometimes it takes courage to try to realize your ambition. But for the longest time, I've looked at the political scene here lately, and I've just been thinking, wow, bunch of narcissists there, and they don't even know what they're talking about. And I saw this yesterday. I saw that Scott Walker has dropped out of the race. Now, Scott Walker, who is unremarkable, I had high hopes for him, but he turns out to be unremarkable. But Scott Walker was at least better than Christie and Pataki. How are these two guys managing to stay in the race while he's not? I guess, and the sad part is that Scott Walker turns out to be the best that Wisconsin could muster, and he did get up there and take on the unions. That doesn't make him, that wasn't a conservative governor doing a conservative thing. That was a governor doing a conservative game thing because it was becoming financially untenable. Home rule, though, very important. Remember that. Remember they said it, not me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, along, of course, you know, in D.C., you know, Rubio and Jordan coming after the gun restrictions, that's not going to be an easy road to hoe. You do have the White House up against it, and you also have Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who have both expressed grave concerns about the gun bill. She accused the Republican lawmakers of bullying the city, which has no voting members of Congress. Let me ask you a question about Washington, D.C. If Washington, D.C. is the seat of government of the Republic, of the Constitutional Republic, why should they exist outside of the Constitution? They have free speech zones in D.C. They have, you know, the entire city is essentially still a gun-free zone. One of the bill's provisions would create a loophole for gun owners to carry firearms into buildings in the district, according to Ms. Eleanor. And even though guns are prohibited in federal buildings in these lawmakers' home states, here's the thing about carrying guns into federal buildings. For the people that work in D.C. that might work in a federal building, okay, when they're on their way to work, if they don't take the gun into the federal building, Then they leave it in the car where there's a chance it would get stolen. I could see a spate of new burglaries occurring in these parking lots where they would steal the guns. And that has to be part of the thinking in this provision they're out there for. Most other people that are either working or shopping or something like that anywhere else on the planet are not probably going to go into a federal building during the course of a day. So they can, of course, carry a gun in a great many places. I, myself, here in the state of South Carolina, our gun law is, for us to be a shall-issue state, it is so messed up here, it is pathetic. I can't even walk on the grass at the state house with a gun. Can't even do it. Delegate Norton calls this hypocrisy and suggested that members should focus on loosening gun laws in their own states before doing so in Washington, D.C. Well, let's see. Jordan's from Ohio, where Sean Maloney is training teachers to carry guns in schools. That sounds pretty loose. Rubio's from Florida, the gunshine state, which has remarkably similar gun law to South Carolina. Both states, neither one of the states have any provision for any sort of open carry, which is not something I'm absolutely dying to do. I just don't understand why the other states do. Almost every other state does, and we don't. I don't get it. She said that Rubio and Jordan claim to profess a desire to allow district residents to protect themselves, but they have completely ignored the fact that their constituents are prohibited from bringing a firearm into federal buildings in their home states. In their home states, they don't have to go into federal buildings most of the time to go to work. In an area, it's like here in South Carolina, there are, and in Georgia, like when you cross the border into Georgia, there are a couple of little towns that only exist because there's outlet malls there. If they didn't have the outlet malls, there wouldn't be nearly as much there. When the outlet malls come, then this whole, we get restaurants, we get shipping, we get services, people start moving there. The outlet malls are the main employer. People start moving around, so then they need cable, and they need services, and they need internet, and they need all this other stuff. A business or a group of businesses can turn vacant ground into a community. In D.C., those outlet malls are the federal government for the most part. Now, there may be people that work at restaurants that are around that, and that's just, but I mean, without the federal government being there, and the federal government is a massive employer, massive. So, and the thing you can't get around there, Eleanor, is that your gun law there is unconstitutional. There has to be a workaround to where they can go into federal buildings. Are you telling me that you hire dishonest people or that you hire people you don't trust? Is that what you're telling me? Are you telling me that you hire people that you trust, but you don't think that they can actually responsibly carry a gun? I sort of would get that. The fact of the matter is that the D.C. keeps getting slapped around like a redheaded stepchild when it comes to their gun law. Then she makes this one interesting statement. Rather than infringe on the democratic rights of the 650,000 District of Columbia residents, what the hell is a democratic right? Where are those codified? See, I've seen Eleanor Holmes Norton. She can't even park a car. She can't even park a car for herself. What is a democratic right, Eleanor? Please tell me what is a democratic right. I would really love to know. The fact of the matter is, in D.C., the gun laws are unconstitutional. If you don't like it, I can't help you with that because the Constitution was written a long time before D.C. and you existed. So, and that's the whole point of the exercise. Sitting out there and paying lip service to the White House because you can or because you think it's going to score some points. This White House is on the way out. I mean, yes, they're going to do as much damage as they can on the way out, but they're on the way out, and it's only going to get worse for the liberals from here on out. I mean, the things that keep coming to light about them, about Hillary and about all these other guys. Martin, O'Malley's gotten out there. The Nation doesn't want gun control. They don't want any new gun law. And he's out there wanting to really take the nation to the brink of civil war. To the brink of civil war. So, that part just interests me. It interests me how they would fight it tooth and nail. And in D.C., this has been going on for, going on 8 years now. It's been going on for 8 years. And it, you know, it's already once been taken all the way to the Supreme Court. And they got spiked there. And recently they just found, some appeals court just found them to be unconstitutional on four different counts. And maybe they'll appeal that to the Supreme Court, hoping that the new makeup of the Supreme Court might get them what they want. But, you know. Me personally, I'll give you an example, and I've given you this before. I've always wanted to go to B&H Photo, which is this mammoth camera shop in New York. I get all of my stuff from them over the internet. Never going to go there because I have to disarm on my way up there. Just not going to do it. And them getting out, and I just wonder about these people. I see them on, you know, I see them every day. I just wonder about people that just are completely so unaware of possibilities and plausibilities. Plausibly, probably not going to happen. Possibly, it could. Happens all the time. Happens every day. Happens every 12 seconds. I'm not willing to roll those dice. In D.C., they have to, right now. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Pennsylvania's highest court yesterday, they ordered the temporary suspension of State Attorney General Kathleen Kane's law license. This is a step that could trigger efforts to remove her from office because she's now fighting criminal charges. And it leaves her, she's the top law enforcement official in charge of a 750-employee office and a $93 million budget. And now she can no longer act as a lawyer. The state constitution of Pennsylvania requires that the attorney general be a licensed lawyer. But the court said in the order that its actions should not be construed as removing her from office. But that still raises questions about her ability to do the full range of duties associated with the office. She said she was disappointed in the court's action, but grateful that it recognized her rights as an elected official. Then she called attention to a pornographic email scandal uncovered by her office that involved numerous and current former officials there and claimed a job last year of a state Supreme Court justice. She's basically saying that it's their fault that they found her this way because they're bad people too. She said they're going to continue rooting out the culture of misogyny and racially, religiously offensive behavior that has permeated law enforcement and members of the judiciary in this commonwealth for years. The spokeshole for the office said that she will continue to do all duties not prohibited by the court's order, including setting priorities and making administrative decisions. The first deputy attorney general assumes the duties that she can no longer perform. This comes after barely a month after Montgomery County authorities arrested her on charges. She leaked secret investigative information to a newspaper reporter and then lied about it under oath. She was charged with perjury and obstruction and other counts. She has maintained that she did nothing wrong. Interestingly, the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, a fellow Democrat, called on her to resign, and she won't do it. Her term is not up until 2017, and she's not going to resign. She's the first woman to hold the position of Pennsylvania's top prosecutor. She dismissed the probe against her as an unfair backlash over her challenge to what she calls the old boys network in state government. She is the one that previously a governor, the last governor, who Corbett, I believe was the name, he passed a law that was very pro-gun but was very poorly put together. And she got out of there and said that she wasn't going to enforce it. This was a law where people could sue the states or the cities if they had gun control edicts that exceeded the law by the state's preemption statutes or set forth by the state's preemption statutes. So, you know, her getting out there and saying, well, I'm not going to enforce that. That sort of, you know, she is a Bloombergian. She is a gun grabber in the first order. But, hey, she's going to fight it. It'll be interesting to... Here's the thing, okay? And I don't want to seem sexist here. If a woman has a job that has historically been a man's job, and in her case, she got elected to it, okay? So, I mean, there was no testing or anything. She just had to go through an election. If you get elected for it and then you come up, you know, guys never get to get out there and say, well, it's sexist, it's misogynistic. We don't get to do that. And maybe if that was not the first claim you made, I would listen to you. Now, I see plenty of those things happening. Okay? I see it every day. In my world, you know, I keep hearing these things coming out of from Leah Gunn Barrett out of New York. Women can't carry guns. You just aren't capable of carrying a gun, shooting a gun, or being able to handle a gun. You just can't do it. Sorry. Now, that is sexist and misogynistic, and that's coming from another woman. But this getting out here, if she lied under oath, that's perjury. That's not the old boy network coming after her. If she lies and tries to keep something from coming to light, that's obstruction. That's not the old boys network coming after her. Anyway, that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. Now, somebody out there, here's my fluff for the day. This is the fluff for the day. I don't have any reverb built in, or I would... Fluff for the day. Somebody asked, of all people, Justin Bieber, what he would do as president of the United States. And for some reason... This made the news. It made Breitbart news. He was being interviewed in France, and Bieber said that if he were president, the first thing he would do is fix some of the gun laws in America, because in Canada, they don't really have any guns, and there's not gun violence. So he's saying that I'm a Canadian, but if I were president of the United States, I would fix the gun laws like my native country, although because I'm a native of Canada, I shouldn't be able to be president. Somehow or other, he missed the October 22nd gun attack in which a recent Islamic convert named Michael Zeef Bibeau shot and killed a Canadian Forces reservist and then ran to Parliament with a rifle in hand before he was shot and killed by Sergeant-at-Arms Kevin Vickers. I remember that quite clearly. He also overlooked the more recent September 3rd shooting, where CTV Montreal News reports that a 22-year-old left dead in a car, and police searching for a suspect. And he also missed a shooting, which the Montreal Gazette says left a 24-year-old Montreal North man dead in the early morning hours of September 13th. But if Bieber were president, the first thing he would do is fix some of the gun laws, because Americans keep buying guns with the belief that they are for protection and stuff. Somehow or other, his belief is that people buy guns for the right reason, and then they end up in some bozo's hands. Now, earlier in the interview, Bieber said that he has gotten to a point where he does not let negative statements about his personal behavior bother him. He said that his style and his brand have shifted culture a little bit. My influence has been really big. You know, I couldn't tell you. When I go to iTunes looking for music, most of the stuff I'm looking for is 20 years old. I look for nothing that is new. I bought something from 2007 the other day, and I was surprised it was that new. Today's music and today's vacuous people that do music astound me. They simply astound me. How many genres are there of music? You know, when I was listening to music, when I was buying new music, there was alternative, the grunge stuff. A lot of my hero groups came from that era. And these were interesting people. They had some sort of, and they had to fight hard to get where they got. They didn't have YouTube or American Idol or America's Got Talent or something like that to thrust them in the spotlight. They had nothing. They just had to go out there and play. And now we have this new phenomenon where you can be an absolutely empty vessel and get out there and think you're the next Beatles. Justin Bieber is a trendsetter, you see. And he has shook up the culture. He has lots and lots of influence. Legend in his own mind full of mush. And I believe that Justin thinks he's sort of a bad boy, too. But, I mean, he's... You're a squirt, son, is what you are. You're just a little itty-bitty squirt that somebody could twist you into knots. Probably one of the bozos you're talking about. Let's go to hour number two, shall we? On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.